Welcome to Football is Nice, a football podcast that celebrates the beautiful and pleasant aspects of the beautiful game while not turning a blind eye to the evident corruption, hypocrisy and odd financial models that currently beleaguer football in the mainstream. Joining me is Gareth Roy, producer of the show, friend, associate and Hull fan. Before we get into a week of fantastic football news, why ain't you modelling this Football is Nice bit of merch?
I've only just been handed it.
You don't like it? You said that you think the logo's too high on the hoodie.
Yeah, I think it could have a nice football badge on
Could have had a nice football badge on there. Nevertheless, it's for sale and it's for charity and it could have a badge on it. And at least it don't say football is nonce, like the producer Jamie said it could have done.
That's a plus.
In error. We've got a lot to get one of these. All goes to charity, doesn't it? It helps drug addicts.
If you'd have told me that, I'd have done a better. I'd have said I really like it.
See, you're basically taking the drugs out of kids' mouths.
with
those kind of irresponsible statements. But do support the Stay Free Foundation and do acquire some of our merchandise. We've got loads of things to talk to you about. Of course, the Lionesses sadly lost to Spain 1-0 in the Women's World Cup final, but it done well on Australian telly, so that's good, isn't it?
Did it? Not
yeah,
surprised.
So well.
It's massive stadium full. It's huge.
It's good. It's good that it's doing well, and it's been very successful. And in the EPL, there's a lot of things going on that I actually want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Yep. I've got a lot of observations.
Oh,
Gareth.
Good. I like this.
West Ham beat Chelsea.
Yes, they certainly did.
That's the main news again.
That's the result of the weekend, surely.
Yeah, it is. It's the result of the weekend. It was enjoyable. The last half hour,
did
just
you,
10 men.
Did you ever see it or you watched highlights?
Yeah, I was watching it live. Amazing. I watched it live, then I watched the highlights knowing that it's not that feeling.
That's the best.
And you can even enjoy when Chelsea equalise. You know, this don't matter.
Doesn't matter.
And all their happiness looks stupid and pointless.
Yes.
And you can laugh at them from the safety of the future.
Oh, I love that.
I love laughing from the safety of the future.
Absolutely.
At Chelsea's celebrating goal scorer.
There's nothing better than getting a really good result for your team, watching the full game, then watching the highlights, and then watching all like mini highlights and stuff.
It's joy.
Brilliant.
What I do think is that Chelsea need a shirt sponsor. I'm not surprised they can't get one. £75 million per win under Todd Bowley's stewardship is what it is. They spent £1 billion and they've only had 15 wins. The rest is maths. We could offer them Football is Nice as a sponsor. I'd like to see that lad, Caicedo, came on, did a little prayer.
Yeah,
gave away a penalty,
didn't he?
Yes, he did, to Paqueta.
Yeah, or Paqueta, as I've heard some.
If I was a betting man, I'd say he's going to score that. Apparently, he's being investigated for betting on yellow cards.
Is that what it is?
What's wrong with that?
Well,
you can't stop someone having a bit of fun.
It's a bit niche, isn't it? Betting on yellow cards.
Well, and whether or not there's going to be one, or when, and who.
I mean, they're taking it seriously now, though, aren't they? That's obviously why Ivan Toney got that ban as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he's been out. Is it 8 month ban?
Yeah, 8 month
Ivan
ban.
Toney.
Not that it seems to matter to Brentford.
No, they don't care.
Continue
they just
where
get another
left
player
off.
For next to nothing.
Well, exactly.
Happened.
It's amazing.
They can accommodate selling their best players. One minute, Ollie Wilkins, Saeed Benrahma.
Yep.
Oh, the claim is he was getting a yellow card on purpose, not for the Hammers. Over there in Brazil before. When was he doing it? Where did Paquetá come from? Where did he come from? Did we get him from... Where was he? He was in Portugal. I don't watch him. He was getting a yellow card on purpose. I bet I do get a yellow card on purpose during this game. Oh, look, I did get a yellow card on purpose. Oh, no. Well, that's... I hope he didn't do that.
Well, he's only being investigated. We don't know that it's...
Leave him alone.
Definite, yeah. But
he's a good lad. He's not gone to Man City now.
That's the reason it's fallen through, apparently. The deal was agreed, £85 million, and now Man City don't want him.
That clause didn't come active till next season. So
okay.
They should have left it. Man City's got to stop buying... Who'd they buy now? They bought some little French lad.
Yeah, they're
winger.
Buying another player. Yeah, I don't know.
They buy players all the time, don't they? Everyone's doing it. But I've got a few observations. Oh, this is what's happened. Lavia, condemned forever to sound like labia, but which isn't really a bad word. It just means lips.
Yes.
Endo, he's gone from Stuttgart to Liverpool. I like him. Oh, where's Mitrovic gone?
He's gone Saudi,
Saudi Arabia,
he?
I see. He'll do all right out there. He's tough as old boots, isn't he? Mm. And there's that lad that's come from France, Doku, Belgian lad, is he? He's gone to City now. Now, there's a few observations I'd like to make.
Go on.
Pochettino.
Yes.
He's a nice fella, and a lovely, friendly face.
Lovely face.
Lovely, friendly, warm face.
Yeah.
Face you can love.
A squidgy kind of face.
Give him a good squidge. Mm. My kids like a thing called a squishmallow. It's a type of cuddly toy. First bought for them by producer James in there.
Nice.
They've got lots of them now. And Pochettino's head could very easily become one.
Right.
if he wanted that.
Yeah.
Although he's got to focus on Chelsea because they seem to be in a lot of trouble. And one of the things he has done for apotropaic reasons, yeah, that means good luck. Using my own, that's the word I got Simon Jordan to use when he went back on radio. Yeah. He's moved dugouts. He's switched up the home and away dugouts.
Has he?
No one does things like that, really, do they? Is that a Ferguson move? Is it a Mourinho move? Or is it a bum move?
It's not paying off.
Is it Phil Brown on the pitch at halftime? Or is it Ferguson booting a teacup at Beckham's head and selling Japs Dam?
Was this pre-season then that he did this?
Yep. He said he didn't want to be there. Right. He didn't want to be in that one.
Wow.
He says that one's better.
Mm.
That's what he's decided.
Superstitions. I mean, they're all at it, aren't they? They've all got them. Because when football's so much down to the fine lines, superstition comes into it, surely.
Superstition's as old as our kind itself, because it's difficult sometimes to work out the reasons for things. Like, I think a lot of it's born out of, praying before a hunt or praying before a crop yield. You know, they say in agricultural societies, you have resurrected gods that have come back from the dead, because you'd want things to come out of the soil again.
Right.
It's like you need God to carry you from beneath the soil. And of course, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ famously came back from the dead. Mm. That's almost...
It's very good.
That's his main move.
Main move. It was great.
There's walking on water. We all love that.
Yep.
But the main move...
What about the old wine?
I've always thought that's probably something you could pull off.
Right.
But the back from the dead, that separates the men from the deities. Once you're sort of saying death itself, the sweet lady.
Because Klopp doesn't even watch penalties, does he?
What do you mean? He turns away?
Yeah, he turns away. I always think, God, someone with Klopp, the kind of passion and the, I guess...
I can't watch this. I can't.
Interesting.
Perhaps he's worried that his teeth glint will put off the penalty taker.
Right.
Those big, gleaming, gorgeous railings.
Yes.
If I had to lick another man's teeth, I'd lick Klopp's.
Would you? How about Firmino? I know he's gone now.
Hold on.
But...
No.
No? Okay.
Because of the neck tattoos. I know that don't affect dental matters.
Well, hang on. How much are you licking at this point?
Just one lick across the front.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
I don't generally lick anyone's teeth.
I think after you did it, Klopp would laugh.
Ha ha! Well done, you fulfilled the bet. Get out there. Now get out there and take a penalty. Oh no, I shouldn't have watched that. He'd be very disappointed.
Yeah.
Arteta didn't even know he was going to take the penalty against Palace the other night. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He don't even know he's going to take the penalties.
No.
Could be anybody.
Leave it up to them.
Odegaard. Oh no, it's important, isn't it? Don't you think Arteta should know?
Well, it's working for him, isn't it?
No. Is it working? Why? Because they're the good score?
Well, yeah, and they're two out of two now. So I'm going to see. I mean, is it going to be the same as last season? Is it going to be Man City and Arsenal again? Because the others don't look at it at all, do they? They don't.
What? Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Crap at the back. United.
Right. Not
crap
great.
At the back.
Really bad in general.
Terrible
United.
Against Tottenham.
Awful against Spurs. Really, I thought really bad against Wolves before then. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Some people are saying, specifically Jamie there, be right on. Brighton.
Huh, what, top four? Possible. They've had a great start. They've had a great start. Who knows?
And they look good.
Yeah, I just don't know who else is. Chelsea obviously aren't going to challenge, but it feels like it's those two again this season.
Is De Zerbi Guardiola in Hamsterland?
Right, interesting.
Hamster Guardiola, you know? Like, he's got the sort of qualities of Guardiola. And Guardiola's influence is so strong that it's not even football anymore.
Mm.
It's tops. Like, people wear different... I swear, people wear different stuff now, managers.
Right.
Since Guardiola, they don't wear what football managers used to wear. A football manager's never going to turn up now in a sheepskin coat.
No.
A big, like, gold bracelet. There you go. Guardiola meets hamster. De Zerbi. he's been spliced in a lab. Not in Wuhan. I'm not saying that. It's been done in somewhere else.
This has been done for good purposes.
in the service of science.
For our benefit.
We must know what happens if you cross Guardiola with hamster.
Mm.
We want to know. Put him in one of them little spheres.
Mm.
You're never going to get another football manager and a sheepskin like Ron Atkinson.
No.
Big, lovely old gold bracelet. You're not
going
to get that no more, are you?
No.
Smoking, although that fella Bielsa used to have a fag on his bucket,
didn't he?
Smoke a snout, sit on his bucket.
He did.
It's a shame.
Maybe every now and again you get someone like turn up, you know?
Like a weird anomaly from yesteryear.
Absolutely. Did you see them having the Sky Sports presenters had to apologise to Sean Dyche?
Because you think Sean Dyche is one of the old guard, one of the last remaining, all right.
That's right.
Zelensky voice.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not central.
That's it.
Sort of gravelly and that.
He's old school. Good manager. Oh, he's got a tough time at Everton, though, hasn't he?
They're in serious stuck, blimey. I would say.
But Everton. They said he looked like a croupier, but actually it was a mark of respect.
For a sadly recently deceased fan. It is lovely to see. Anfield, they did that. Of applause on the 26th minute as well. Yeah, well, that's plainly a black armband. What do they think that was?
They said he looked like a croupier.
He looks like a croupier. It's actually a mark of respect for the recently dead fan. Sorry, they're silly sods. They should never have gone near that subject, should they? Whose nickname is a bit stupid? Cherries.
Right.
Who wants to be called Cherries?
No, I wouldn't want that.
Come on, Cherries!
I even feel a little bit embarrassed about Tigers sometimes.
At least Tigers are... because the problem is it's not... It's overkill.
Yeah, it's a bit too much. I think you have to be... You have to be the greatest team in the world in a way.
For
to
that,
pull off.
If Man City were the Tigers.
Yeah, you could just about. But it's all like, rah. And we sing like Mauled by the Tigers. And sometimes I think, I don't know. I don't feel so comfortable with this.
Reading are the Biscuit Men, which, they get sort of bogged down in wet conditions. They crumble too easily. I mean, like that, the Biscuit Men's stupid. Toffees, I mean, it's so old that it almost, I don't know. But Cherries, the connotations of Cherries are too. I would say almost sexual.
Got it. Yes.
We're those Cherries of Bournemouth. If you want a little look what's going on down there, I mean, pluck one of those, pal, if you wish. It's too arch.
We've got a new manager from Spain.
You've seen this fella. He's about 25 years old. Look at this guy. I'm plucking those. Suck the stones off of that, why don't you? Nibble all the flesh off. We'll see what you're left with. Not be fine. Our forward's pretty bloody useful. What are you going to do about him?
West Ham want him,
apparently. We do. Well, I'll take you, Sonny. So it's not a good nickname.
All right.
City versus Newcastle. When you're watching City versus Newcastle, you find yourself in the peculiar position of wanting another Oil Nation,
that team,
to put up a fight. You're sort of like, I hope these lot really, when it comes to it, are the only lot that can put up a fight. Say when you watch Man United, you think, actually, Man United are basically not trying. I don't mean on the pitch. I mean... in the transfer market. The only way I think that they were going to make a difference, other than the kind of ingenious marketing and transfer strategies deployed by clubs like Brentford and Brighton, is going to be by Harry Kane and by Declan Rice. Yeah. Like, it's got to be that proven top flight professional footballers. If they don't do that, I think you have to take seriously the idea that Man United are happy with their economic model and like football's almost a side hustle for Manchester United, that they're not in it for the trophies, the medals, or even the top four places. Because on current standing, Ten Hag, I saw him and he looked like he was out of Star Trek. I saw him in a sort of, he was wearing something beige. Mm. The neckline was too high on his T-shirt. Mm. He looked like Ming the Merciless's stepchild.
Right.
It was Ming the, I'm doing my best, but I do have some mercy. Like, he didn't look like, I thought, nah. You know, it's weird how quickly that allure changes.
Isn't it?
It's a bit like right now, we're all in the lure of Ange Ball. Like, Postecoglou. I want it to, as I've said many times, I'm not a fan of Tottenham, but I like Ange Postecoglou. I like people that talk, come on, mate, look, it's not exactly that. Yeah, it was down quite well. Now these two lads are doing good. Them two, like, their midfielders look good. One's called Sarri and Burisma or something like that. I don't know, Burisma's actually where Hunter Biden had a and deserved job.
Yeah.
I love him. But it can change so fast. You know, at the moment, you think, hang on a minute. Like, I've read in things where I'm saying he's revolutionised Tottenham. They're playing with joy. It's a new system.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
But it can change like that.
It can change. And for Spurs especially, it can change like that. I mean, how many false dawns have Spurs had over the last few years? You think, this is the solution. Pochettino, we've got to the semi-finals of the Champions League. Final, of the Champions League. And then, you know, he's gone the following season. There's always... Mourinho, he's going to be the answer. Conte, he's going to be the answer. You know, there's... I'm not suggesting, Postecoglou plays definitely a different type of football to those managers, but I don't know, I'd be wary.
It seems to me that sometimes football clubs have objectives that are distinct from the explicit and obvious objective of winning football trophies. Mm. Like Tottenham seem to prize, do you know what we can do? We get brilliant deals on players and we only sell them at the absolute last minute for a shitload.
Yeah.
United, we've got a fantastic economic model. It's only really Manchester City that seem resolutely determined to actually win football trophies mercilessly, if necessary. The deserved Tigers. It's nearly 5,500 days since Tottenham won a trophy.
Yeah, it just seems like strategically Man City know exactly what they're doing, doesn't it? Every time they let someone go, they've already got a replacement there. It's like, how are they doing this? I mean, obviously the money, but there must be more to it. Like we talked about before, the kind of infrastructure at City, but the strategic side of what they do and what Guardiola does is incredible.
I can't see how even another oil-backed nation is going to be able, a nation team can compete, because as you say, like, look at Newcastle, they've come in, they've bought some good players, including that lad who was tricked into going to a Weatherspoons pub, which is a low-rent boozer in the UK.
Tonali
was pranked by his mates, and he said, can you tell me what is the finest restaurant in Newcastle? Then after much sniggering and amusement, because the question itself is ridiculous, no offence, people of Newcastle, I love you, they sent him to a Weatherspoon, which actually might be actually the best restaurant in Newcastle. But it's a sort of, also it's a boozer. I mean, what's the American equivalent of that? Like, it's a chain bar. In like a bar that's everywhere, and where it prizes itself on cheap booze.
That's Denny's, isn't that, is it? No, Denny's is...
Imagine,
like,
Denny's sold alcohol, booze, and that when you went in there, you might get beaten up. And then it's Denny's. It's violent, drunk Denny's. No offence, Weatherspoon. It's violent, drunk Brexit Denny's. That's what it is, Denny, Brexit Denny's. Actually, if you'd like to speak to... There's a number there if you wanted to speak to a member of staff or... Contact us. That's good. We could ring that number. You don't often get phone numbers in tweets, and I can see why people take number plates and phone numbers out of films, because I actually really strongly want to ring that.
In the old days, we would have done.
In these days, I might have done. It's just so tempting. I mean, it's like a number. And that, like, you could just sort of ring it. But then I'm giving them my number, which is sort of...
Oh, God.
...madder still. I mean, isn't it... Like, you can just the idea that I can ring Denny's, not Denny's, Weatherspoons, 0191. I mean, will it work actually? Because we're only on Wi-Fi here in the countryside, aren't we? So luckily I might be saved by our rural remoteness. Yep, no.
No, it's not working.
I don't think so. Oh, it's still saying that it's calling it. So,
never mind.
Yeah, it's a shame really.
Nice idea.
Good idea. Good while it lasted. Can't happen. Can't follow through.
Maybe
with
it's
it.
A sign.
Yeah, maybe.
Our lives have changed. They're different now.
Things have moved on from the days of spontaneous, reckless prank phone calls.
We've got responsibilities.
Children coming out of almost every orifice.
Exactly.
It's putting them in there that's the problem. Now, Malaga fans were so angry that their club have not made any signings that they've decided to sarcastically meet arriving tourists at Malaga Airport as if they were new signings, which is the kind of sort of situationism that you would never get out of British football fans. You can see that these are the descendants of Salvador Dali using surrealism as a form of protest. So if you're watching this, it's amazing. And if you're listening, I'll just describe it for you. Here it is. What I like about this, they're all at the airport wearing their kits and they're greeting tourists. And this one coming, I would guess, based on a bit of racial profiling, somewhere for like Japan or Korea or something like that. They meet this guy. He looks so confused.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Like, they just come up to him, take photos with him and stuff like that. And like, imagine that. He must think that's just what happens when you go to Spain. What's Spain like? Friendly. Like, every single person that arrives there, they treat like a conquering hero. I mean, that's a very... That took some planning and some discussion. And also, I like the joyful expression of anger.
Yes.
Like, rather than, like, this guy smashed something up.
Yeah, at worst, it's deeply sarcastic, isn't it?
Using sarcasm as a form of protest is amazing. Because in England, you think, like, are they going to throw paint over the chairman's car or run onto the pitch? Or like, but this is, like, you're sort of meddling with the rules of reality as a form of protest. I've gone up to this arriving holidaymaker with a shirt with 69 written on it, which is, as you know, a saucy and sarcastic sex number in itself.
It is.
And they're taking their photo with him. And, like, it's funny because the guy's sort of going with it. He's holding on to the shirt. And I wonder if he is going to get a few starts for Malaga as part of this unfolding prank. Jagger! good when people do that because there's a sort of raucousness to it.
Yes.
Like when you're caught up in someone else's sort of joke.
Yeah.
You're like, oh no.
Not sure really which way it's going to go.
Yeah, because that's the thing with the mob. It can go anywhere. Once you have diminished individual culpability, you don't know what's going to happen.
No.
That's why there's so much continually imposed social control through media and through government, because a mob correctly directed can unsettle many established systems.
Well, we don't know if there are FBI informants inside that.
That, it turns out that most of that Malaga crowd are FBI informants. Do any of you guys actually support Malaga? No, I'm FBI. What about you? I'm Capitol Hill Police. CIA, sir.
Yeah.
No one.
We're finding out now that this was mostly peaceful sarcasm.
This was, but that's, it can get out of control. Yeah. Some of those Malaga fans did have zip ties on them. There were intercepted messages that there could have been sarcasm.
Yeah, exactly.
And yet, why were the Malaga airport police not informed in advance?
Nice.
This is a false flag event, is what we think.
Imagine some football fans might not have any idea what we're referencing there.
And then some, MAGA style Jan 6th advocates will be confused. In a sense, we've made that for a very particular audience.
Yes.
That set of
it's
references,
us, isn't it?
And jokes. I think we are
it's
it.
It's us, yeah.
It would be interesting to learn that this whole thing's a sort of a simulacrum.
Yeah.
Like we don't put this podcast out. There's
no
market for politically radical fringe football commentary. And anyone that thought for a moment that there would be is an idiot.
And you should be fired.
Those idiots. that we are in our own version of that sarcastic protest, I think, sometimes. It's like the Truman Show or something.
Oh, well.
I suppose that's the point of the Truman Show, is that all of our realities could be a kind of construct.
Yes.
And in fact, I think that's what underwrites the concept of horror, the idea that there is this sort of unknown and uncanny quality to reality, that you might find out that someone you know well is like, oh my God, what? That what? They're completely different. Like in Rosemary's Baby or something, it turns out they're having sex with Satan.
Yes, they were.
And that was a bit of a surprise.
It was.
I trusted you.
Yep.
You mean you've been at it with El Diablo, with the Dark Lord, and now you've got East Nipper. Who's raising him? Not this mug.
What about those the elderly couple next door as well?
They seem nice.
They did seem nice.
They seemed ever so friendly, but on the quiet, Beelzebub was their true king, wasn't he? That's what it turned out.
Yep.
Necromancy, under my own roof. I won't stand for it. I shan't stand for it. I do stand for it. Lionel Messi's got yet another trophy, making
of course he
him
has.
The most decorated footballer in history, even though, if you ask my personal view, he's put on a couple of pounds since going to America. He's got Pochettino stroke De Zerbi-style cheekaboos on him.
Well, he can afford to, let's be honest. He could put on a lot of weight and still be the best player.
Apparently, he's not trying very hard.
Well, he's scoring a lot of goals and they've just completely turned the season around. It's ridiculous.
7 appearances, 1 assist, 10 goals, strolling about, looking delightful. Popping down the shops, pink shirt, a little bit of pink tattoo.
Yeah.
Nice.
I spoke to a friend recently who said it's mad up there. Everyone wants to see him.
They're just having a little look at him.
Top dollar for tickets, apparently.
So have a good look at him.
Yep.
But then the problem is the minute he go, when he go, I go.
Right.
Like, because when he's, like, he's substituted, say, in the 75th minute have a rest, then we've got some footage here of the Miami sound machine,
is
the name of the stadium, just emptying out there. Look at them all just departing. That's what happens. When he go, I go. I only come for Messi. So it's weird, isn't it? That's what happens when you have a sort of a...
Yeah, you won't get that with Mikel Antonio, even though Mikel Antonio is having a hell of a start to the season.
I love him.
Brilliant against Chelsea. I was going to ask you a bit more about that game.
What do you want to know?
Well, how you were confident that they would win beforehand. What was...
Not only confident, I predicted it.
I know you did. Yeah, I remember.
There's confidence and then there's predictions.
But you were not feeling confident about West Ham at the start of the season. Has that changed as a result of this game?
We've just gotten a new lad out of Stuttgart who I can imagine might be, on the basis of his name, he's either Turkish or Greek or something. He's called Constantine, and then there's a lot of syllables in his surname, first couple or something, like Marcos Attack, you know. Apparently he's pretty good. He gets the odd goal, and I'm figuring he's a centre back based on our initial interest in Harry Maguire, which led, some would say, blessedly to naught. We've got this guy now.
Yeah,
he's called Mavrapanos.
Nice.
And he's always ex-Arsenal. When was he at Arsenal? Few years ago, did he start? 5 years ago. I don't remember him. Mavrapanos, ex-Arsenal and good. All right, well, that's going to be
James Ward-Prowse, though?
James Ward-Prowse, I got, like, after they sold sort of, like, I started to lose faith in James Ward-Prowse as a signing, But then, like, apparently he's only sort of a couple of goals off of David Beckham's free kick record. Mm. And that corner,
amazing corner,
that he put onto Aguerd's bonce,
certainly did,
was fantastic. Yep. And actually, West Ham are well set up for set pieces.
Absolutely,
like, that's like a strong team of big lads like Souček. And whilst we not have the, might not have the same quality of centre backs that we had a little while ago when it comes to set pieces, etc., a season and a half ago, still obviously suits our game and has brought about a brilliant and memorable victory there against Chelsea.
I think for the amount of goals that it could yield, Ward-Prowse is a great signing.
Yeah.
And he'll stay fit. And I think maybe because of how good Rice is and obviously how much the fans are going to miss him, I think it felt a bit underwhelming getting James Ward-Prowse. But it seems already that it's starting to pay off. I think they look great, West Ham. I thought they played so well. It was a fantastic result for football, personally, I think. I think everyone came into the office on Monday were like, brilliant. Well done,
good.
West Ham. Also, the way they played, they were so disciplined. They had such a... They had, you know, they really stuck to their plan. And they made Chelsea look bang average. And
because the last season, aside from the Conference League win, was a disappointing one, capped with the departure of Rice, plus the broad lachrymose pessimism of West Ham fans generally, feel like, oh no, this is going to be difficult. And I sort of forgot that there'd been that couple of seasons of discipline, you know, like under Moyes, West Ham playing in a disciplined, hard to beat, somewhat defensive, sitting deep, counter-attacking way. And yeah, we've still got Bowen, we've still got Antonio and Paqueta. He ain't going nowhere except for... I'd like to place a little bet myself that Paqueta's going to be staying at West Ham for a little while longer, although he may be a spectator, largely. So yeah, it could be all right. I do feel, in short, I feel a lot more optimistic. It shows you that's part of the caprice that we enjoy about football, isn't it?
Yes.
Like suddenly everything changes, that you go from thinking, oh, what's the point? Everything's awful, to everything's fantastic, actually. Everything's going to be fine. Should we have a look at this? One of the third tier trophy in Europe is the Europa Conference League Cup, which West Ham have won. Aston Villa and Hibs will be competing for the qualification for that trophy tonight. Our mate Brian McDermott, he's upstairs at Hibs at the moment. They've got Villa, so it's going to be a tough tie, and indeed it will be. And it's known many incarnations, the third tier domestic trophy, sometimes the Milk Cup, sometimes the League Cup. Once it was the Littlewoods Cup, Coca-Cola Cup for a season, maybe Barclays for a while, before finding the most ridiculous name, the Caribou Cup. But what, because Caribou, is that type of a drink, or is it an energy drink, Caribou?
I'm not even
never
sure.
Never even, who's drinking it? Do they just advertise it somewhere else? I've never seen anyone drink no Caribou.
No.
Can I offer you a Caribou? I say that Vile Slops can take the place of Caribou in the market. Vile Slops is our new kombucha, but not only kombucha, it's got energising qualities. What are they? Give you a bloody good stiffy. That's the slogan. Vile Slops, give you a bloody good stiffy.
But is that scientifically underwritten, or?
I'd say so.
What do you mean, I'd say so?
Well, ask no questions, do you know what I mean?
Really?
I like the company so much, I bought it, in the words of Victor Kiam.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
All right.
Do you know what I mean? I'd say so. Vile Slops, Swit Swoo.
I'm worried about this brewing advertisement slogan.
No, we'll work on it. Mm. It's brewing down in the cellar now. Jim there's brewed up a
batch. He should be editing, so...
Good.
Taking another one off our hands, haven't you?
Well, I keep stealing your team,
Steve,
for my madcap business schemes.
Exactly.
But the new employees are coming thick and fast. Pilgrims and wanderers. Whoever you are, wherever you are, come one, come all. Join the movement. Join the revolution. We've got jobs for the boys, jobs for the gals, jobs for y'all. Come join us here and the mighty... Anyway, look, the Carabao Cup, pointless.
Carabao, isn't it?
Carabao. The Carabao Cup used to be called the Rumbelows Cup.
Yes.
That's when people rented TVs. What a crazy day that was. Yeah. Now you could buy a new TV for next to nothing, and it's obsolete in half an hour,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
One of them, do you remember a bit where they sort of curved around at you?
Yeah.
Like a toenail. Like
stupid.
The toenail tellies. These new toenail tellies are the future. Well, not for long, because we can't be fucked with them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No one ever wanted one.
Who wants a TV curling at you like
what
a dirty old toenail?
What kind of research did they do?
Especially, I'd had a lot of experience with toenails as a younger man.
No, I know you did. And with all sorts of disgusting things.
If you're criticising my bedside lamp experiments, sir...
I certainly
know
am.
Know this, I am a scientist worthy of Wuhan. Now, firstly...
Oh, you're not going to elaborate any further?
No, I am. I'm going to throw open the books to analysis. There's morning gack. Mm. That's some of the snot you might hack up of a morning.
Yes.
That goes straight on a bulb. Cook that up. Be ready for you when you're back from school.
Let's just recap there. On the bulb. On the bulb of a lamp. Cook when it's up. On.
Sizzle it up. Distill it down. Sizzle it up. Distill it down.
Go off to school. Probably get sent home from school for mucking
weird,
about.
Not making sense as a person.
You offering don't make up sense. Toenails to anyone who wants one.
Can I offer you a toenail? It's like the pork scratchings. That you, it's a guilt-free snack. You put a toenail on a bulb, it will pork scratching up lovely. And you don't have the guilt of thinking a pig has suffered for it. You get your toenails lined up on a bulb, you got your own scratchings. Why go to the humble pig for scratchings when you got your own scratchings dangling off the end of your toes?
So
I
obviously
say.
Those were two of the more successful experiments on light bulbs. But...
That's why Vol Slops is going to be the product. Logan Paul's Prime do not stand a chance against Vol Slops. Mm. The minute I get to involve a light bulb in this product, yeah. I'll cook it up on a light bulb.
Did
see
it happen
what it makes.
By accident, these? Or was it a brainchild?
Yeah. Like many ingenious inventions, it was a happy accident, like Louis Pasteur and Mary Pasteur, who accidentally, I believe, came up with the COVID vaccine. What they were doing, I was messing about in their barnyard, and they thought, hang on a minute. That's so with me. I don't know what led me
right.
to line up toenails and snot on a light bulb. Yeah. I can only assume it's a kind of mental illness. and I thought it was not going to pay off until eventually, and inevitably, it did. Time now to look at Donald Trump doing the Rumbelows League Cup draw with Saint and Greavesy. And if that sentence makes sense to you, I'd like you to write us a letter and send it to 1980 when it was relevant. No, it's 1992. And one of the things I want to invite you to observe is how the old days sort of get older quicker than you think they're gonna.
Yep.
Like you watch something and it's like you watch it and it feels like it's from 1975. It's like someone in a Ford Cortina smoking like a Rothman's fag. And it's like, that was actually 2002.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. Old days get so old. Like the 90s now look like how I thought the 70s looked.
I think if you watch something
everything's
from
brown.
Last year, it looks really old suddenly. It's
except
mad.
For me, I don't look old. I look about 19. Last year, every time I look at an old photograph of myself, I'm like, oh shit, man, I'm aging so fast.
But that's what I mean.
It's terrible, isn't it? What are we going to do?
Well, I don't
Vile
think
slops.
The answer is not. The answer does not involve light bulbs.
Vile slops. Cook up your cracklings and grin to yourself in the mirror. Let's have a look at Donald Trump, former yet ex and maybe future president of Estados Unidos, with Saint and Greavesy, two British former footballers and TV legends.
A draw for the fifth round of the Rumbelows League Cup. Assisting me with...
Look at David Dent. He didn't know how to be on telly. And that's only 1992. He's talking like 50s people. Hello. I'm honoured in the company of Her Majesty the Queen to be doing the Rumbelows League Cup. Mate, loosen up.
He's like, if I had to present this show.
Hello. Welcome to Football It's Nice with me, Gareth Roy, Hull City Tiger fan.
The draw are Jimmy Greaves... will draw the home team.
Look at Jimmy Greaves. You see he's up for it. Look at his golden shirt. Look at him. He's like, all right, mate. He looks like someone smacking you in the mouth, doesn't he? Like, he's like, up
he
for
does.
It.
He like, imagine fists.
Look, he's his fists ready to go. Like, think of how many bets on yellow cards Greavesy was doing. There's no investigation. Now, Greavesy, he's going out there pissed. Pissed on playing games. Drunk. No, he was. At West Ham, he admitted it. He said he'd done training drunk, and he said it didn't make any difference. He said the drop-off from going from Tottenham to West Ham, he said like, it was chaos. He said like, everyone was just bowling about with fags on and that, not trying their hardest, eating pies on the pitch and everything. He would have been gambling his way, smacking John Lyle in the balls and stuff. Wouldn't have been drawn like Ron Greenwood then, but like, yeah, look at Greavesy. And there's Saint. Saint's job was to. I'm Greavesy, you're Saint.
Yes.
Like, you have to rein me in.
Right.
But you need my sort of mercurial presence.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, Greavesy, I don't know about that, son. Oh, I don't know about Vile Slot. Greavesy, don't keep telling a story about putting fingernails on a light bulb. That's unusual. I don't know, Saint. It's the way it was in my time. I stuck 50 goals in. I'd have been a fucking hero in 66, but for that knee injury. Oh, that's certainly true, Jim. Okay, we've got a competition coming up at the break.
Won a toenail.
Ha 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 ha. on a toenail. That's a T-shirt I can get behind. There's a slogan.
And Donald Trump will draw the away.
Donald Trump was absolutely insane, didn't he? Hey, I'm Donald Trump. Like, his hair even then was extraordinary.
Yes.
It's one line from one side of his head all the way to the back of his head. It's like one uninterrupted yin-yang. His head looks like a Chinese symbol of equanimity, doesn't it? Like the face being like the white part of the yin-yang and his head being the black part, although it's sort of as golden as Jimmy Greaves' shirt.
Hey, I told you, didn't I? I told you.
Managed it.
Donald, very pleased to meet you, sir.
Greaves, he loves Donald Trump.
Loves him.
Leans right in.
Yep.
All right, Donald, go on, one your own. Donald, nah, he's all right.
He's self-made.
Jimmy Greaves was sort of already MAGA before it existed. And you could tell Greavesy then, if someone had gone to Greavesy, here, we're going to do a vote, get out of the EU. You fucking bet your life. It's bullshit.
Put this cap on, Greavesy.
No problem. I love that. Go on. Yeah, all them Ponzi's say I know nothing, do they? Don't listen to the common man. Fuck them.
Well done, Donald.
Thank you. This is some pad you've got here, isn't it?
No, it's pretty good. I hope you enjoy it. Trump Tower.
It's pretty good. They're up Trump Tower, aren't they?
I like it.
This is beautiful. I'll tell you what, I haven't seen a boardroom like this since I was in Doug Ellis's at Aston Villa.
That was the great humour of St. and Greaves. They're always banging on about Doug Ellis, Aston Villa chairman. Yeah. Never would shut up about Doug. Oh, deadly Doug. They're always making jokes about it. That was probably the beginning. They were the, in a sense, football is nice, stroke, Badil and Skinner of their time. They preempted lad culture by some 20 years, it appears.
Carry on with the draw.
Okay. I'll draw the home teams. That's right, correct. David, isn't it? Number four. Tottenham Hotspur.
Okay.
Yay.
Number seven.
We'll play Norwich City.
Only two left. Number five.
Leeds United.
Against number six.
We'll play Manchester United.
Oh, Donald.
You don't realise what you've done there.
That's a biggie. That sounds like the game I want to go to.
I think we're going to maybe go over there and watch a couple of these games. Well,
take my advice. You can open one in Leeds, but don't go to Manchester. Well, look, we've got something to give to you. Well, this actually is the Saint and Greavesy mug.
Well,
this is the most prestigious award in football in history.
Yeah.
And when you pour your hot coffee in it, it's a funny old game there.
Sounds good to me.
Which was, of course, Greavesy's catchphrase, which should be resurrected. It's a funny old game, Saint, isn't it? Oh, it certainly is, Jim. Okay, we'll be back next week giving a mug with funny old game to Donald Trump. Extraordinary.
Yeah.
It can only be regarded almost as a sort of situationist art that met that tourist at Malaga Airport, isn't it? Like the mainstream culture, just a few years later, looks like an extraordinary experiment. Mm. That means that we are in a state of hyper-normalisation. Culture is moving too quickly even to keep up to itself. Its immediate antecedents all seem absurdist. Everything's sort of a bizarre sort of cyclone of nihilism and meta and sort of what I want to call it, meta-modernity.
Yes, and we're moving so quickly as well, that's the thing. It's madness and it's happening at a ridiculous rate.
It's a funny old reality, isn't it, Gail? Funny old reality. Let's make our predictions then. We've got to wrap up football, is nice, because we've got to do something else now. Oh, look at this. More or less, we didn't do quite as well as I thought. I predicted, I want to get things 100% correct, but I never. These are our results from last week. I predicted the right results for Spurs, Man U, West Ham, Chelsea and Blackburn, Hull, but not the correct score. Gal, uncustomarily for you. In fact, between us, we got everything right.
Mm.
Between us, we got everything right. Between us, if he was a betting man, and I'm not saying Paqueta is, I'm saying he isn't, he could use our results to guide him to new fortunes. They must just be gambling for fun because they've got enough money. But it's done very little. It's just given me reduced the deficit by a single point in my what already feels like futile pursuit of your excellence and dominance. Are these the results we're going to predict for next time? Chelsea v Luton. I'd love it if Luton won at the Bridge. So I've got to go with... Like I was thinking, actually, I had spent an angry moment on my own thinking, I'm not going to like predict in the same way that I have been. Because guess what my prediction technique is? Do you know?
No.
It's what I want to happen.
Oh, okay.
It's not what I think will happen.
Yeah.
It's what I want to happen.
Yeah.
You use what you think will happen.
I'm a bit...
That's what you predict. You do use, I think this will happen.
Well, with Hull, I tend to...
Go against what you want in order to...
Have a win-win in a sense.
You try to create a win-win.
Like I'm very happy we beat Blackburn.
I predicted that.
You certainly did.
I told you. Not only did I believe it, I bloody well predicted it. See, because I wanted it to happen. Mm. That's what I'm using. And using the self-same techniques that got me those miserable 3 points, I predict that Luton will beat Chelsea 1-0.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I want to happen. And you'll beat Hull. You'll beat Bristol, excuse me. And that, oh God, we're going to struggle, aren't
that's
we?
A tough game.
Down at the Brighton. Amex against Brighton on Saturday. Is it on the telly? Is that on the telly? It's the late game.
Should be, 5:30.
And that, and then Newcastle, Liverpool. They have historically very good high scoring games.
Yes.
Although, why would that matter? Because, you know, there's no actual continuum.
No.
Everything's changing all the time. Like he says, Brian, who's him in succession? Cox. Yeah, because it should be Brian Cox, the other one, because I'm talking about everything moving
wondering.
All the time. It's confusing. I met him when I was staying in Primrose Hill.
I heard. I was jealous.
Oh, hello. I went over to him. I don't normally bother the famous because I thought I'd go bother him. My wife told
Logan
me, she's
Roy,
seen him past the house. She went, Logan Roy's gone by.
Wow.
I ran over. I had my baby in my arms. Mm. I ran over at him with the dog as well. He was very impressed with the dog. That's a nice dog and a nice baby. Yeah, I've got a new baby. I've got a dog. Oh, good. What you got? Well, just this hat. He looked exactly like Logan Roy.
Wow.
I mean, he is him. But he dressed like it as well.
Yeah. That's what you want.
That's what you want. You don't want there to be a terrible disjunct.
No.
Oh, no. We're mentioning we're going to be doing another show and we're chatting about something that we've acknowledged even while doing it is a niche interest.
Yes.
And that we are that niche.
Well, why don't we do this later? Or do we want to do it
just
now?
Just say, look, all right, I think Liverpool will have an away win of 3-2. And New York Red Bulls... Fuck off. New York Red Bulls v Inter Miami. I can see what's coming out of me, what's being brought out of me by the content.
Yeah.
If it were not for my deep compassion and love of all the world's people, and like, this goes beyond demographic information, are they still at the bottom? Wow. It's weird. It doesn't matter. Oh, they're all at the bottom. God, look at the MLS. It looks like a weird, almost unrecognizable phenomena that. But can anyone catch the Cincinnati FCs these days? I reckon, Inter Miami are going to win, aren't they? They're going to keep winning because they've bought a player who's not past his prime enough to be irrelevant.
They've almost got
franchise.
Off the ex-Barcelona team, so you'd think they'd be all right.
I don't know, New York City Red Bull, part of a big franchise. Won't they be doing little loan out deals with Salzburg and Leipzig and all them like type of other Red Bull franchises? They will if they've got, unless I'm the person that's realising that because of the ingenuity that's brought you human crackling and vile slops. But it's possible that will one day become relevant. We'll make those predictions in a minute. I've done mine. You bastard. You what slows it down, saint. You spend too much time trying to work it all out correctly.
Whereas I don't like doing it like this.
Okay, what do I want to happen? It's weird, those graphics as well that he's used there, like a sort of Tesco value sort of style graphics is used, like that white, blue and red. It used to be on our toothpaste. It caused an argument that day because I said, I want to get Colgate, but it's all got fluoridine in it. None of it's good for you. All right. Another conspiracy theory, just casually offhand, flung into the mix. That's all we've got time for today. Football is nice. We'll be back in September because, we're having a holiday.
Oh.
And, of course, you can listen to the whole conversation as a podcast. And why don't you get yourself a bit of merch, which Gareth has had the audacity to criticise, even in the show. Every item you buy supports the Stay Free Foundation. There's a link in the description to get the full range. Football is nice, isn't it, Gal?
Yes.
Yeah, funny old game. Football is nice.